What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Friday, July 7th, 2017, end of the week. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And it turns out the Lady Claire will be with us in hour number three. So we can all look forward to that here. All righty. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phones when you call on in. So let's start in on the news. Obviously, at the G20, a lot of stuff going on. It's really violent over there in the streets. There's 100,000 protesters literally flying in from around the world, descending on Hamburg to protest. And the place is looking like a war zone. Antifa is burning cars and destroying shops. Apparently, a Porsche dealership got torched the other day. Now, here's where it gets interesting, because the American corporate media is describing these protests as anti-capitalists, and yet Antifa, by its very name, they're anti-fascist. So why are they in there protesting, or is possibly the American corporate media mischaracterizing what's going on over there in Hamburg? I would probably go for the latter one. Here's where it gets really interesting. It's so violent that a lot of the families of the world leaders are not able to leave their hotel out of a concern of violence. And they're basically trapped inside the hotel. Apparently, the protesters are throwing Molotov cocktails. And apparently, Bill de Blasio flew over to Hamburg, Germany, specifically to protest Donald Trump. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio has gone to Hamburg, Germany, and his decision to just skip on off comes one day after a police officer was murdered in the Bronx, and it also means that he has missed the swearing-in ceremony for 524 new New York Police Department recruits in order to catch his flight. So he's over there shouting invective at Donald Trump. And Donald Trump and Putin finally got their little meeting going today. It was supposed to originally be a half hour. It wound up stretching to 2 hours, and they talked about a lot of stuff. Everyone was taking a video of that first handshake. And it's hard to read from a photograph, but it looks to me like they had a very warm relationship, mutual respect. And they did talk about a lot of things, cybersecurity, Syria, North Korea, all these various other issues. And the sense that people are getting is it actually went very, very well. Now, interestingly enough, after the meeting, the U.S. and Russia announced they've reached a ceasefire agreement on Syria. Now, this is in the southwest of Syria and involves Jordan and Israel, which share the border. So I think the ceasefire is mostly about Jordan and Israel not just flinging bombs and missiles into Syria anymore, because technically the U.S. and Russia are not actually fighting each other. Therefore, the ceasefire has no meaning in terms of them. We don't really have the fine details yet. A lot of this is still being leaked out early, but apparently they're pulling back. They're going to pull on back and seek more cooperation and less adversarial stance, and that's obviously a very, very good thing to try and pull back from the brink over there in Syria. Meanwhile, here in the U.S., the usual troublemakers are out there demanding Donald Trump not return these seized Russian diplomatic compounds. And they were seized under, again, an unproven allegation that Russia was engaging in espionage and these were their spy centers or whatever it was. And Senators Jeanne Shaheen, Marco Rubio, and Johnny Laxon sent a letter to Trump saying, don't return them, don't return them. At this point, I think Trump ought to, because first of all, it is a tremendous breach of diplomatic protocol to seize diplomatic property, because technically that's the sovereign property of the foreign nation. And so there has to be a really good reason, like you've gone to war or something. Now, a lot of people are still talking about Donald Trump's speech in Poland, and he said a lot of things that a lot of people are really responding to, such as that Europe has a right to preserve its cultural identity. And I imagine George Soros is ricocheting off the walls over that one. and basically reversed the globalist vision of former President Obama. So that is basically wrapping up his legacy, and I'm sure we can count on Barack Obama to make some snide comments about the current president in the coming days. All right, let's take some phone calls. Mike up in Alaska, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, Trump gave a phenomenal speech in Poland. I'm just watching it over on Bill Still's channel. He posted some excerpts, and to me, this sounds like an alt-right speech with a tinge of civic nationalism in it. He's moving. He's not. I would say during the campaign, he was a civic nationalist, and now he's getting more to the "we have a right to exist" type speech. It was amazing. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I unfortunately did not manage to catch all that much of it. But in reading the reviews, it looks like Donald Trump is making a good impression on the G20, with one or two exceptions like Angela Merkel. And apparently everyone, again, they don't know what was actually said, but the general sense is that a lot of good work was done in the meeting with Putin.
Mike, I used to live in Ukraine, and I've been to Poland as well, and they will fight. Those two, and Hungary as well, those Eastern European nations are not going to back down from this whole clash of civilizations. So it's a good thing that he's there. We need him to be there. And if, you know, I would prefer a country like England to, you know, stick around, join us, but we can't, you know, if they don't want to save themselves, we can't make them save themselves. And he's in the right place because he's with people that want to work together and maintain civilization. So he's making a good selection of where he wants to go. Mike, I wanted to touch on the HAARP thing you brought up on yesterday's show.
Yes.
Yeah, the Air Force transferred that to the University of Alaska. So that's still partially operational.
Yes.
And I was in the campus buildings the other day putting up flyers. And they repainted the cafeteria, and they had an interesting photo of it. It's in Gakona, this station, this array.
Yes.
And on the wall, you should have seen, I'll go back and take a photo for you, but it said, "Conspiracy theorists say they're warming the ionosphere with this." And it's like, yeah, that's what they're doing. So, or that's what they can do with it. So, it's just funny how the conspiracy theorists and all that stuff is finding its way onto, you know, pieces of literature at universities and things like that. So,
well,
Mike,
you need to understand, before we go any further, you need to understand a lot of that conspiracy theory is actually put out by the government itself to conceal the reality of what's going on. And I think probably the best example of that is that the U.S. government actually kicked up a lot of this flying saucer, Roswell, UFO stuff during the development of top secret black project aircraft, so that when somebody would see several $1 billion of tax money fly overhead, they'd run to the nearest town and say, "I saw a flying saucer," and everybody would laugh at them and ignore them and not pay attention to that little isolated hangar at the end of that runway out in the desert. And it's very interesting because if you look at the history of Hollywood films and TV shows about alien invasions and the rest of it, and exactly when they were being done, they all overlap the period of testing for various black project aircraft, including the SR-71, the stealth fighter, the F-117, and some of these newer stealth drones, Half Blue, and so forth and so on. And so this stuff gets put on out there. And so in the case of HAARP, looking at that antenna array, it's obviously a phased array in medium frequencies, so the beam is steerable, and that's what led me to conclude that it was probably an attempt at an over-the-horizon radar system bouncing off the ionosphere. So the government puts out conspiracy theories about they're heating the ionosphere, they're using it to change the weather, blah, 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 so that people get caught up in discussing whether that's what it's really all about, and they don't really look at the facility with an objective eye to figure out what's really going on.
Right, and then once they got more satellite technology, some of this White Alice and Dew Line type technology was no longer...
It's all obsoleted.
Yeah. Right. One other thing, Mike, I'm bouncing around here, but while I was up there, I saw a bunch of other posters, and I just thought this was worth noting because I never saw anything like it when I was at this same university. And that is, I don't know how to put it, Mike, there's all these posters talking about sexual assault and texting and trolling and people. It's basically everything on campus is creepy. You're creepy. I'm creepy. Call the cops. I saw it and I thought, you know, they're trying to turn everyone into like giant pandas where they just don't talk to one another and everyone is just a predator waiting to strike. And, you know, it's just a mental illness factory. I don't know how else to put it, Mike.
Well, I think part of it is this political correctness selling the victimhood card and turning us all into a nation of whiners and crybabies. And also, of course, it keeps the students from realizing that they're not really getting a quality education. They're not getting their money's worth. And most of them, I think something like it's estimated 70% of college graduates will never in their lifetime pay back those student loans in our current economy.
Exactly. I got lucky with a scholarship, but I would be a Bernie bro if I was in that. You know, I can sympathize with some of these Bernie the college student debt Bernie bros, because like you said, they're never going to get out of it. And I got lucky, but you know, it's a fork in the road. It could have went a different way. So you got to have some compassion for, you know, $1 trillion in outstanding student debt in this country. You know, that is a problem. And the degrees, you know, I'm not using what I got. Although, you know, I enjoyed it, it's a piece of paper. So it's a tough situation. And then going around and saying everyone is going to rape you in your dorm or whatever, that doesn't, you know, it happens, but it's making people antisocial. And
It's overblown and it's being exaggerated. We saw this all the way back in the 1990s with, you know, the rape epidemic. And it was put on out there to basically scare women into supporting the militant feminist agenda. And looking back in hindsight, it turned out there wasn't really a rape epidemic. I mean, there was rape, but it was actually in decline at the time. But it's all about using fear to draw support to a particular political agenda, whether it's fear of being raped, fear of the whites, fear of the blacks, fear of the Hispanics, fear of the Muslims, and on and on and on. Fear is a very powerful motivator to unsophisticated population.
Right, right. Well, thanks, Mike. Have a great day.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. And we're going to go back to the phones to Jim in Chicago. Aloha, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. A couple of things. You know, today the job report came out, and also they were talking about the economy. This administration, it's just like the Obama administration, lying, lying, lying. And when are people going to realize that there's no jobs out there?
No, there are no jobs out there. I mean, even Fox News only a couple of days ago was admitting that almost 50%, almost half of able-bodied Americans, willing and able to work, have not been able to find jobs for months or years. And that is a worse jobless rate for the American population than during the Depression of the 1930s. Which is why it's doubly ridiculous that they're flooding this country with illegal immigrants and refugees. They're not going to be any jobs for them either.
I would agree. But what is this administration going to do about it?
I don't know that this administration can do much about it. I mean, Donald Trump's got a lot of good ideas. But one of the things that he doesn't have are the resources to effect a change. The government is hopelessly mired in debt. There's no revenue coming on in that isn't already earmarked for the wars in Israel and so forth. He doesn't really have a lot of options on what he can do other than to try and keep the population from losing its temper, which is why they're having to go on trying to maintain the illusion that the jobless rate is, you know, way, way down there. They can't basically stand up and say, yeah, we've been lying to you all this time. There's a lot of very angry Americans out there, and it's not going to take much to push them over the edge.
So do you think Trump is going to be like Hoover then?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the Democrats are already lining up to blame Trump for what appears to be an imminent economic crash.
Right. The other point, I was reading, I think it was James Defense Magazine, and they were saying that North Korea has 63 submarines. Do you think these submarines could be more dangerous than, say, you know, certain missiles, considering most of our goods come from Asia, and they could sink those ships anytime that they want to?
Well, the North Korean submarines, as I understand it, they're diesel electric. They're not very quiet, meaning that they're easy to find. There is a concern that some of North Korea's newer submarines are able to actually fire missiles. They don't have the number of missile launch tubes that, like, the Ohio class have, or that new Russian one, the follow-on to the Typhoon, I forget what it's called. In fact, it seems like they're limited to just two or three that are actually built into the conning tower, the sail, which is an idea that they got from one of the very earliest Russian ballistic missile submarines that only carried two missiles. But yeah, they could be a real problem. They could interdict the sea lanes of communication, but being diesel electric, there are two drawbacks. There has to be a tender in attendance on the surface, which are easy to see and identify. And second, they do have to come to the surface every once in a while to recharge their batteries, so they're not as stealthy as the nuclear boats. So it would be a considerable force to have to deal with, and it would be a problem. I think the best solution is we just don't go to war with them. Don't give them a reason to send those submarines out there.
Right, okay. Well, Michael, thank you very much. You have a nice weekend.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. Now, interestingly enough, apparently one of the issues that Donald Trump is being talked to about at the G20 on an informal, social, oh, by the way, you know, on the sideline, is this bizarre story of the DNC servers. And again, everyone's asking, everyone at the G20 is asking the same thing we are. The most critical evidence proving Russian hacking is being withheld from federal investigators. The entire case that Russia hacked the DNC servers came from this one company, CrowdStrike, which has now backed off the claim. And still, that is the story from the DNC. And apparently, people at the G20 are saying that this really doesn't make any sense. And so Donald Trump was tweeting that on out, at which point John Podesta attacked Trump on Twitter, you know, over this idea, you know, it's time to let it go. You know, what's wrong with you that you're still obsessing about the gosh darn server here? And Morning Joe literally came on out implying Donald Trump is crazy for even asking this question. And so the Morning Joe was out there. So they're talking about this is a reason to question the president's mental health, 25th Amendment, blah, blah, blah. So basically, according to MSNBC, anyone who questions the Russian hacking story must be crazy. And it's looking like CNN is going to have a lot of company on the way down. And CNN is on the way down. Their ratings have dropped so low, they're losing out to reruns of Yogi Bear, Full House, and Friends on Nick at Night in that primetime slot. They're just evaporating right now. They've sunk to number 13 in the cable ratings. Rob Schneider is out there saying CNN is biased. Fake lies, distortions, fake news, and blackmailers. It's time to call them the Corleone News Network. Don't say bad things about us, or we're going to do bad things to you here. All right, we're coming up here on a commercial break. We've got a caller waiting on the line. I'm going to get to you as soon as we come on back. More about CNN and just this disconnect from reality we're seeing across all the corporate media right now. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors. Folks, We're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
We will not go down. In the night, without a fight, you can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to this show here. We're going to go back to the telephones. Bob in the Upper Peninsula, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good afternoon, Michael.
Good afternoon.
We've been 10 to 15 degrees below average since March.
Mm-hmm.
And right now it's 63 and the wind is blowing and it feels like it is March. But we don't get any time on TV about the global warming on that, do we?
No, we don't. I mean, and again, the corporate media is there to sell you an idea, and they've been trying since the 1990s to sell the idea that the Earth is getting dangerously warm, it's leading to disaster, and it's all your fault, and you icky-poo human beings will atone for your sins by paying a carbon tax and buying carbon credits. And it's amazing they're still flogging this, but I think it's more a case of trying to maintain what's left of their reputation than any possibility that this is really going to succeed in convincing everybody. Because all the major corporate media, all the so-called science channels, they all threw their reputation on this idea that snow was a thing of the past. And it's a huge embarrassment for them right now. And they're still out there trying to sell that. But we've had this recent study that went back on in and showed that all of the warming that is in the officially released data coming from all these government agencies is the result of adjustments to the raw data. The warming isn't in the raw data. It's all being added on in, and the excuse by the government agencies is they have to correct biases in the raw data, but they don't see what that bias is or where it's coming from. They're just cooking the books like they do with the unemployment numbers, because that's basically what they do. It's all they know how to do. They have gotten by with lies, fraud, and deception so long, they don't know any other way to work. The same thing with the corporate media like CNN. They're still continuing to make the same mistakes that they've been making all this time. They have forgotten how to be real journalists and reporters over there.
Yeah, and the other item is during that Comey thing where they had him on TV, he admitted that they were not availed of the actual evidence from the Hillary Clinton servers and all that. They just took the Democrats' own hired people's word for it and put it out as evidence.
That was exactly it, you know, the resorting to authority. You can't possibly think we would lie to you. We're the government, of course. Well, that really doesn't wash anymore.
Thanks, Michael.
All right, thanks an awful lot, and we're going to let you go here and get back to the news. All right, so we're talking about the Corleone News Network. If you do something they don't like, they're going to threaten you and blackmail you. And the CNN president is basically on the warpath against Donald Trump. They see themselves literally in a conflict with Donald Trump over who's got credibility and who doesn't. And so the CNN president is saying he's comfortable going to battle with the commander-in-chief every day. So CNN came on out with this ad attacking Donald Trump that featured two quotes, one by Abraham Lincoln and one by Benjamin Franklin. And again, not learning from their past mistakes, the quote from Lincoln was misquoted rather badly. And the quote supposedly from Ben Franklin was a complete misattribution. So even now, they're not bothering to check their facts or verify anything. It's just whatever pops into their head, it's going to go on out there. And if that wasn't bad enough, as you know, the movie studios are having a really terrible summer with the R-rated comedies, that genre. It's critics hate the movies. Audiences felt a similar way. Chips, Baywatch, Snatched, Rough Night, The House. And Variety has come on out saying that the reason these films are doing bad is not because it's rehashed scripts and pandering to the audience here. It's that ever since Trump was elected, the dynamics of the audience have changed, and what they think makes a good comedy is now different. So it's Donald Trump's fault that all of these films have failed at the box office. It could never be the fault of the studio executives or the filmmakers themselves. Oh, heavens, no, that just cannot be. All right, we're going to take another break for commercials. Got another caller waiting on the line. We will be back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. Foreclosure can be stopped or reversed, and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal... Providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse every day.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones. Dustin in New Jersey, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. Hey, Mike, you on the, I hope they never remake the original Wizard of Oz because they'll turn the midgets all transgender or something the way they're agendas, you know?
Well, those little people were pretty messed up back when they made that original. In fact, there was even a film made about it called Under the Rainbow. And,
wasn't that with Chevy Chase, right?
It may have been. I didn't actually see it. I just heard about it. But they were talking about just how difficult it was making the scenes of with the little people in there. They had a lot of just children in the background, but the foreground people were all these circus performers, and apparently they were a very, very wild bunch of people.
There was an old show. It was back on Channel 4. I think it was called The Wizard. About a midget who helped the CIA or something. It was actually a kind of a neato show, but it only lasted like a couple episodes. Hey, Mike, on this whole Syria with this whole ceasefire, I hope nobody's buying this again. I really don't. You know,
well,
I mean,
again, we don't know what the details are, except that it is confined to the southwestern part of Syria, where the U.S. is, in theory, not allowed to go anyway because of the Russian no-fly zone. But I think everybody realized that it was getting a little too close to outright war. And, of course, the war hawks in our government, they're out there screaming, there shouldn't be a ceasefire, go in, go after Assad. And we know that Israel can always kick off a new attack onto the Golan by claiming an errant projectile has hit some more dirt somewhere near where they're standing. But it signals that Trump and Putin themselves want to back this off before it really does become a major conflict.
Yeah, because, you know, that pre-release of Assad's planning on, you know, like they know. Like, does anybody actually believe, like, they know he's planning on starting another gas attack? I don't actually really believe that crap, you know, like at this point. You know, I mean, you got to be a real moron to really believe any of this crap anymore, you know. I mean, how are you going to know, you know, a month ahead of time, you know?
the fact that it never happened, I think, tells us that they realize that they've gone to that well way too many times. The public just isn't going to drink that particular Kool-Aid anymore.
And Mike, yeah, I was flipping through the news on, I think it was at a 3 or something with Shepard Smith. And, you know, yep. Fox News is crap, too, because, you know, he even says, when they go to shake hands, well, you know, in Russia, they'll be using that Trump sticking out his hand like, you know, like Putin's the boss in that shot. The Russians will be using that as propaganda. So Fox News is a propaganda pusher of the deep state too. So I don't want anybody to be not knowing that, you know, because they got their own agenda too.
Well, they all do. There is nobody in the corporate media that is actually trying to report honestly on what's going on in the world. They're all bought and paid for correspondents and prostitutes. And again, Mika Brzezinski over on MSNBC admitted on air last February that they see that their job is to control what the American people are thinking. And I would hope the American people are going to stand up and say, by golly, we're not going to let you control what we're thinking. We'll decide for ourselves what's going on.
But that shows everybody, when she said that, because I saw her say that, that people do anything for a buck. Your own countrymen will sell you out for a buck, and that's a fact. You know, thanks, Mike.
All right, well, thank you very much for the phone call. They get a lot of bucks for being very good creative liars here. Now, getting on back to the political news, interesting little article. This came out of the Gateway Pundit about how Maria Bartiromo was correct. John Podesta lied about his ties to Russia. There should be an investigation into him. Why is all the media attention and all this congressional investigations all about Trump, and they don't find anything? And their excuse is, well, the fact that we haven't found anything proves we just have to look harder. And meanwhile, you have Podesta and his ties to Russia. You have Hillary Clinton and the Uranium One deal. And it's like, yeah, no big deal. No big deal. That sort of thing goes on all the time. We're not concerned about when Democrats have ties to Russia. It's only when Donald Trump has. Okay, well, I'm glad to hear about this ceasefire situation here. And one thing it may be impacting is apparently Russia did a second cruise missile attack into Syria, and they destroyed Islamic State facilities in Akrabat, and they released the aerial footage showing three separate targets being hit. And they're using their KH-101 stealth cruise missiles. They're an air-launched cruise missile. They can be standoff-launched and very, very effective little weapons there. Meanwhile, and this could also be another aspect of the ceasefire, U.S. air raids killed 224 civilians in Syria's Raqqa in a single month. And so it's really kind of weird to see our corporate media and the government going on about Assad is killing his own people. Assad is killing his own people. Really? How many can you prove he's actually killed? And how many has the U.S. killed? Well, it's okay for us to kill the Syrian people. We're in a war on terror here. It's only wrong when Assad does it. Amazing here. Israel piped up their little two shekels worth here. They want the United States to control the de-escalation zones in Syria. instead of Russia. Now, Russia set up the de-escalation zones. The U.S. wasn't invited to participate. And Israel's out there saying, well, Russia should just get out and let the U.S. control the de-escalation zones, ignoring that little tiny detail that Russia is in Syria at the request of the Syrian government, while the U.S. presence in Syria is illegal under international law. But then, when did Israel ever care about international law? And on that same topic, another article coming out of Sana, head of the Russian delegation to the Astana 5 meeting, Alexander Lavrentiev, announced just yesterday that the results of the Astana meeting were not a big step forward, but they were in the right directions towards stabilizing trying to find a peaceful solution to the crisis in Syria. But he continues to maintain the U.S. military presence in Syrian territory is illegal. Syria did not invite the United States to come on in and start bombing stuff. Syria did not grant permission for the U.S. to be there. It is illegal under international law. It is, for all intents and purposes, a military invasion, an act of war. Regardless of whatever pretext or pretense or excuse is given, the U.S. has militarily intervened in Syria. That is an act of war. Now, moving back on down to Qatar, Saudi and the allies are threatening more measures against Qatar, along economic punitive measures, legal measures, political measures, which tells us that they're backing off the idea of a direct military intervention, and that is also a good thing, because a direct military intervention into Qatar could explode into a regional war, and nobody really wants that. Now, Russia recently tested a new ICBM, the Bulava, and they launched it from their nuclear-powered submarine, the Yuri Dolgoruki. I probably blew that, and I apologize to the Russians listening to this show. And they test-launched this intercontinental ballistic missile from a submerged position in the Barents Sea, and the missile's Mach warheads, it's a MIRV, successfully hit all their designated targets thousands of miles away. And you'll notice the United States isn't making a big stink about Russia's testing an ICBM, because only an idiot would be provoking Russia at this point. The U.S. only goes after little tiny countries unable to defend themselves. And, of course, what North Korea is doing is rushing to be able to develop that deterrent ability. And they're getting very, very close. It's becoming very obvious, even at the stage it's at right now, an invasion of North Korea will be very costly in terms of military hardware, personnel. It'll be another Vietnam if they go in there. And as a matter of fact, Secretary of State Tillerson came out today and extended an invitation to North Korea to come back to the negotiating table. This is only 24 hours after Nikki Haley was out there trying to say North Korea doesn't want to talk to us, which was only a couple of weeks after Nikki Haley said we refuse to talk to North Korea. And we did have that article earlier in the week where somebody speculated that Kim Jong-un's tough talk was really an attempt to bluff the U.S. back to the negotiating table. And all Kim Jong-un wants is for the U.S. to stop sailing along their coastlines and flying planes along their border and acting in a belligerent manner, which sounds like a really, really good thing to do. Now, over in Israel, UNESCO went ahead and declared Hebron's Old City a World Heritage Site. And Israel had lobbied against this intensely because, obviously, Israel has designs on going into Hebron eventually, taking it on over and rebuilding on it and erasing the cultural heritage of the area. UNESCo declared it a World Heritage Site because basically it contains a lot of important locations and artifacts that are important to Christians and Muslims as well as by Jews, including the Tomb of the Patriarchs, the Ibrahim Mosque, and various, it's basically the second holiest site in Judaism and the fourth in Islam, and it is now protected from control and encroachment by Israel. Now, getting back over to North Korea, China and South Korea continue to urge diplomacy. They're responding to all this U.S. talk about military action. And Nikki Haley, she's up there at the Security Council just saying the most provocative things. We're going to act on our own if we have to. We're going to use all of our various options. And China and South Korea are saying, let's cool it down here. And in another condemnation of our corporate media, Russia is denying the story that it blocked the United Nations Security Council statement on the North Korea missile test, and they're condemning the misrepresentation of what happened in the corporate media. Now, Donald Trump is once again asking China to put pressure on North Korea, and we're looking at this seriously deranged, almost schizophrenic policy toward China, because at the same time, the U.S. government is asking China to help them with North Korea. They continue to provoke China, and apparently China is very upset over the coming war games involving the U.S., India, and Japan. It's the 16th annual Malabar Naval Exercises. It begins next Monday, and they're basically exercising in the area of Chinese activity in the Indian Ocean. And once again, the U.S. has overflown those South China Sea islands with supersonic bombers, and China's not happy about that either. So it almost seems like there are two China policies at work, one where we need them to deal with North Korea, not to mention economically, and there's the other that continues to provoke them. And this is a symptom to me of a badly factionalized U.S. government. And Donald Trump is not fully in control of it, and he needs to work on that. So, down in Venezuela, it looks like their government has lost control and is about to collapse. And this appears to be the end of a very, very long U.S. intervention. They've been after Venezuela going back to the time of Hugo Chavez. And so it looks like there's going to be a transition down there, a coup d'etat, a new junta going on. And it guarantees that Venezuelan oil will now be traded only for the U.S. dollar from now on. Getting on into the economic news, somebody has done a study about the growing use of automation and robots, and they're now saying 38% of American jobs are at risk of being replaced by automation. Now, I'm a big fan of technology. I've spent my entire life in high tech one way or the other, NASA, or the computer animation and the film industry and everything. But this is a mistake, because your customers or your employees collectively are also your customers collectively. If you're letting half of your employees go to replace them with robots, you're going to have only half the number of customers coming on into the store. And by the way, those robots, despite the comment by Bill Gates, those robots aren't paying taxes. So you're looking at a major revenue loss to the government as well. This has not been thought all the way through. It's like when they first started this idea of offshoring jobs, and they weren't really thinking it all the way through. And the first few companies that offshored their jobs, they saw their profits go up, and everybody else said, oh, well, we're going to do that too. And the jobs were just fleeing this country. And George W. Bush actually helped them by changing the tax code that actually made it advantageous to these multinational corporations to have their employees overseas. Carried through to its ultimate end, we're looking at a country where the factories and the shopping malls are filled with robots standing around with nothing to do because there are no more customers. Robots do not go on out to the shopping mall and buy things. They don't get Nikes, they don't get baseball jackets, they don't get their hair done. There are certain jobs robots are ideal for, like cleaning out burned out nuclear reactors. But we have to bring the jobs back to the American people, not accelerate this mass unemployment. And again, it troubles me sometimes to see how short-sighted our politicians are. They're just caught up in this model. I only have to deal with this stuff and just shove it off and kick it down the road until the end of my term. And then I can retire and it's somebody else's problem. And that kind of thinking is what got us into our current mess, accumulated over the last 100 years since the creation of the Federal Reserve, where everybody knew there would ultimately be a serious threat to the country. But it's the next administration's problem to deal with. That's really very poor quality thinking, in my opinion. We'll be right back after these commercials.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And it just seems that CNN cannot stop lying. Apparently, Jim Acosta just tweeted on out a tweet where he said, big contrast, Lavrov talked to reporters on camera after the Trump-Putin meeting. Tillerson did not. And, of course, he was immediately challenged because Secretary Tillerson held a recorded Q&A session with reporters. So it's, if at first you don't succeed, lie, lie again. I think CNN is in serious, serious trouble. I have to be very honest, and I feel bad for all the regular rank-and-file employees at CNN who are about to lose their jobs. But I think it would be a very good thing if one of these major media players were to collapse, because it's going to send a message that they're not invulnerable. They will be held to account for the quality of their reporting by the American people. And then the independent media has really arrived. Getting on back to the economic news, Stockman is out there saying we're on the fast track to Carmageddon. And he's talking about back in the 1950s, when General Motors had 50% of the auto market. And the conventional wisdom was, as General Motors goes, so goes the nation. Well, it isn't that way anymore. There are a lot of warning signs out there. When is it going to hit? We don't know. Because the bankers and the government are constantly changing the rules to try and stretch things out as long as they can. But the situation is clearly deteriorating. We are now seeing cash exiting the bond market. We've got that pension problem. We've got the unpaid student loans. They're in a huge bubble. It's going to unwind at some point in the future. And as I told that caller, the Democrats are already getting ready to lay the blame at Donald Trump. Oh, the economy was just fine when Obama left office and Donald Trump did all of this. And again, it's a replay of what happened to Herbert Hoover. They just blamed him. But Hoover did not create the Depression of the 1930s. It was created for him. Same situation all over again. Illinois is rapidly becoming the poster child for the coming sovereign debt crisis. The Illinois House voted to pass a 32% income tax hike. The governor vetoed it, but he was then overridden. So if you're in Illinois, your state income taxes just went up 32%. And even that's not going to be enough to deal with it. Now, interestingly enough, over at Mike Adams, he's saying a big reason Illinois has been driven to the edge of bankruptcy isn't pensions, isn't unfunded liabilities. It's their state Medicaid program, which has been the victim of these sky-high prices by the pharmaceutical industry, just bleeding them dry. Okay, we got to do a station identification. We'll be back after these few words.
Probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.